Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Welcome, everyone. This morning, we are going to be all together for our time here, children, youth, and adults, all in one big community. And when we gather in this way, from our youngest to our oldest members, we always remind ourselves that we each bring special gifts and different needs. Some of us bring the gift of being able to sit still for a full hour. Others bring the gift of a spirit that calls us to move more. Some of us bring a need for silence. Others bring a need for chatter. Some of us bring the gift of wisdom and reflection. Others the gift of energy and action. Some of us need the music to sustain our hopes and our hearts. And others need activities that engage our bodies. Whatever gifts and needs you bring, you are welcome here this morning. There's no right way to be here. Just be here with us. This morning, we're going to explore love and what it means to show love to the people in the communities we belong to. We're going to explore together one way of doing it and talk about some others and recognize the value of offering our love to the people we know. Mindful of all that we bring to this hour and all that we hope for from this hour, knowing that love is one gift we all have to give and that we all need to receive, we gather together this morning. I want to ask you a question. What communities do you belong to? I can just shout it out.
Ridgewood.
Ridgewood, so a town community. Larger society, the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood. Work community, a family community, a school community maybe, sorry? A dance community, exactly. A community is defined as a group of people that share a characteristic or a passion in common. So there are lots of different communities that I'm sure each of you belong to. A hiking community, biking community, yoga, meditation. We all belong to many different communities, and all of those different communities help us to feel whole. They are each different parts of who we are. The community in that story is Mr. Hatch's neighborhood. How do you think he felt at the beginning of the story in his neighborhood? Yeah. What was that one? Dreary? Yeah, Abby? Sad? Yeah. Gloomy, alone, maybe a little bit isolated and separate from everybody else. Maybe he felt like he didn't really belong. And then he got that note, just this little tiny note. And suddenly his whole life changed. What was it that changed his life, do you think? Yeah, Abby.
Everybody loved him.
Yeah, that's right. Knowing that someone loved him changed his life. That made everything better. So think for a moment, if you will, about all the people in your life that you love. Your family, your friends. Think about the love that you feel for them. It's a really powerful feeling. It can change a life entirely. And we know this, and yet so often it's easy for us to forget to show that powerful love out into the world. We can forget that our entire community needs our care. And part of why that can happen is Mr. Hatch was so obviously alone. Sometimes there are people in our circles of community that if we pay even just a little bit of attention, we're going to know that they're feeling isolated and alone. And then there are other times when there are people in our circles of community that might feel alone, but it may not look to us like they feel alone. It isn't always obvious when someone needs a little extra love and care. A few years ago, I learned the story of a young boy who created at his school something called a buddy bench. Have you heard of these? I feel like some of you are nodding your heads. So it was a first grader in Pennsylvania, and he was facing a potential move to Germany, and his family was researching the school that he was going to have to go to in Germany. And they saw that they had at this school a special bench. The bench was designed to ensure that no one felt left out during recess. So the idea is that the bench is a place for people who are feeling lonely to go and sit down, and for people who want to help other people to go and sit down. You sit down and someone will notice and check on you. Or you sit down so that anyone else who wants to sit down will be able to sit there and have someone to talk to. The buddy bench is a very cool thing, and I learned just last night that there's one at our local public school. I learned from my son, and that made me very happy to know that we have a buddy bench at our school. It's a way for those in need and those wanting to offer care to connect with each other. The buddy bench captures our Unitarian Universalist desire to remember that every person is worthy, no matter how different they might be. It captures our desire to remind every person that they are loved and that even if sometimes things are difficult, even if sometimes things aren't what we wish they were, they don't deserve to be alone. They deserve to be heard and seen as we all do. And that buddy bench helps a community care for each other. And that's kind of what happens to Mr. Hatch, though it was accidental at first. But by the end, his community is intentionally letting him know how much they love him, love his smile and his laughter and his being together with them. He becomes integrated into his community in a new way, all because of this tiny little random Valentine that starts a process. Every Sunday when we are together here, we take time to reflect on the state of the world, on our own lives, and to sit together in silence. This morning, I'm going to ask you to come into a time of meditation and quiet. So I'm going to say, if you want to come up here, children, or be on the floor somewhere, like you can move out of your rows, if it'll be easier to be quiet and still on the floor than in a seat, just sit down on the floor if you want to. And once you find a comfortable spot, whether it's in a chair or on the floor, I want you to put your hands on your belly, grown-ups too, and take a big, deep breath. Take another big deep breath with your hands on your belly. Settle yourself. Settle yourself in your chair. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable. Be as quiet as you can as you breathe in and out. Big deep breaths. As you focus on your breath coming in and out, filling your belly, I want you to think about all of the communities you belong to, the people closest to you in this world. All of those people need the love and the care that you have to give. As we sit together in the quiet, take a deep breath in. Keep breathing. Take another deep breath. We live in many different communities, and we are part of each one for different reasons. Sometimes we choose the communities we're in, sometimes we don't, but always we bring our needs and our gifts to the communities we belong to. Always, those communities can be for us places either where we feel alone or where we feel loved and cared for. I think that Unitarian Universalist congregations, at their best, are effectively buddy benches. They are random and intentional Valentines. They are places where you know your worth, where you know you are valued, where the gifts you bring and the needs you bring and all that's different about you will be met and welcomed and celebrated. The best of congregational life is that it offers, thank you, is that it offers a place of connection in a world where many of us feel disconnected. It offers a place where everyone knows someone is waiting for them to sit down. A place where everyone knows that if they sit down, someone will come by and say, "Hey, how are you? How are you doing?" The work of a congregation is to make sure that everyone knows they are loved. Even when they don't ask the question, even when they don't think they need to be told, the work of a congregation is to send that Valentine over and over and over again. But it's just not congregations that need this. We need this in all the communities that we are part of. And all of us have the power to do it, to be the buddy bench for someone else, to offer a word of affirmation, to offer a listening ear or a helping hand or a compassionate hug. Each of us can make sure that none of the rest of us feel alone in this world, because no one should have to feel alone. We should be here for each other, here for everyone that walks through our doors or into any of the communities we belong to. Each of us is different. We have different ways of giving and receiving love. But what's not different is that each and every one of us can offer that care to someone else. Take a moment, read your Valentine quietly to yourself. Read your Valentine to yourself. How does that feel? Good? You get a nice, awesome? Okay. Take a moment and read it out loud. Out loud, all at once. Just read it out loud. As we come into this week of Valentine's Day, I want you to keep your Valentine with you. I don't want to find any on any chairs or on the floor or any. I want you to take it with you. Did somebody not get one? Oh, that was me. That was me with a tiny bit of help from the office. So keep this with you. And my challenge for you this week is to show compassion and care and love every single day of this upcoming week, all 7 days until we're together in this space again. Whatever form that might take, whether it's a Valentine or a letter or a small gift or a high five that's unexpected, whatever it is, every single day this week, take a moment to look around your communities. Find the people that are obviously and not so obviously struggling. Give them a little extra love this week. And then we're going to try to do it again the next week and the next week and every week to make every day a Valentine's Day.